Two losses, one correction, and the value of paying attention. Wendell Berry, who died on August 31st at 91, spent 5 decades writing poetry, fiction, and essays about the relationship between land, labor, and community. His work has been foundational for those thinking about sustainable agriculture, technological restraint, and what it means to be genuinely embedded in a place. Gloria Steinem, who died this week at 92, was a central figure in the feminist movement from the 1960s forward. A journalist and organizer whose work shaped not just gender politics in America, but the broader understanding of how systemic inequality operates and how institutions can be reformed from the outside. Both devoted their careers to paying careful attention to things that mainstream culture preferred to overlook. A correction is also warranted. In a prior episode, a claim appeared that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, far from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such strikes occurred. The claim was fabricated, precisely the kind of AI-sourced misinformation that the manufactured software rankings story today describes. The episode serves as a direct illustration that AI research tools require human editorial judgment at every step, not merely automated curation. The through line across September 3rd's Hacker News feed is a set of questions about what can be trusted and what must be verified. Gemini Flash Cyber pushes AI into security workflows where errors carry real consequences. The manufactured citation crisis shows that AI retrieval systems are already being systematically gamed. The antitrust ruling on Google's ad tech is a reminder that powerful platforms shape information ecosystems in ways that are not immediately visible. And the in-browser inference privacy question asks for pressure testing of assumptions that feel intuitively correct but may not be technically sound. The counterweight to that accumulated skepticism is 3 teenagers in Kinsale with a pea plant and 13,000 seeds, rigor applied at small scale, without institutional backing, with curiosity as the primary driver. Both tendencies, critical scrutiny of powerful systems and genuine openness to discovery from unexpected places, are worth cultivating.